Good morning, Boo Crew. This is Ruth, also known as R2UK. It's Tuesday, the 28th of September 2010, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. Been really enjoying listening to everybody else's boos. Wanted to pick up on a couple of points. First of all, to Syzygy and Simon Toon, been enjoying hearing you guys talking about Freecycle. I'm really keen on the idea of Freecycle. I've got several things hanging around the house that I really want to Freecycle, you know, including an old gas cooker, which still works, we just replaced it. But I've been really struggling with the whole Freecycle concept. It's really interesting hearing you guys talk about how you've found it. I joined our local Freecycling mailing list a few months ago when I was thinking about Freecycling. And I haven't actually tried advertising anything myself, and I haven't actually asked for anything that anybody else has been advertising. But the sort of traffic that I've seen on Freecycle has made me slightly uncomfortable. There seem to be a lot of people posting wanted requests. It seems to be getting more wanteds than offereds. And the problem I have with a lot of these wanteds is it seems like people are trying to kit out their entire houses through Freecycle. Yeah, I've just moved house. I need a double bed, a cooker, a fridge, freezer, and a kettle. You kind of think, well, yes, I agree with the principle of Freecycle, and I like the idea of thinking that, you know, stuff that I've finished with and I'm not using anymore isn't going to go into landfill. It's going to go to somebody who needs it and will use it. But some of this seems like they're just taking the proverbial out of the good-naturedness of other people. And that's why I've been kind of nervous about posting stuff. Plus, you know, I get the feeling from people who are posting messages to advertise things and then subsequently posting messages to say that the things have gone. It does seem like there's an awful lot of interest in stuff. And, you know, like Simon and Syzygy were saying, how do you decide who gets these things? You know, if I send an email out saying I've got a gas cooker and I get 20 emails back, you know, how do I decide that? I'm really, really struggling with this. And I think what I'll probably do is try offering something inconsequential. For example, I've got some surplus bags of cat food, which, you know, they were a substitution 1 week from my online shopping order. And we've discovered that the cats don't particularly like this brand. So, you know, I've got a couple of bags of cat food and I could offer that and see how it goes. But, you know, I think there's a sort of, I don't know if it's a personal security thing as well or what, but, you know, I just get really nervous about offering stuff out to a completely uncensored list and then giving people my address for them to come and collect it, you know, and are these people going to come and scout my house out and see if I might have any other stuff that they might want? Love the idea. Was interested to hear about Freegull as well from Simon. That's not one I've come across yet. There doesn't seem to be a group particularly near to me. I have found what I think is the closest, which is actually the Stoke-on-Trent and Potteries Freegull group. And I'm waiting for my membership of that mailing list to go through. So I'll see what sort of traffic there is there and whether it's the right sort of geographical area. But it's all very interesting. So, yeah, I'd love to hear other people's experiences of Freecycling or any other suggestions of ethical ways to get rid of surplus stuff that you no longer need. I also wanted to quickly touch on there's an automatic number plate discussion going on between Simon and the Northern bloke, Andy, and Acrobat joined in this morning. You're coming up with some very elaborate solutions to a problem which I think we perceive as individuals, but I don't think the government perceives as a problem. And the reason I think that is actually, you know, the government's got all the information that they need to track down people who are running uninsured or not MOT'd cars anyway. You know, the DVLA have a database of all the cars, they know their registered keepers, and they know whether these cars are insured or MOT'd. Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys have ever done your car tax renewal online, but when you go to renew your car tax, you put your registration plate and it comes up and says, found valid insurance. They've got the database, they've got the information. They could just go to the registered keepers and follow up on all these uninsured cars, but they don't. I don't think they're interested. Bye now.